Hey there, Chamber members. Welcome to another installment of the Tallahassee Chamber Podcast. I am your host, Jay Revel, along with my wonderful co-host, Sarah Solomon. Sarah, how's everything going today?
It is another great day. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce weather all around. Spring is upon us, or close to upon us, and we're happy to send winter on its way. We've got a couple of wonderful guests with us here today, folks, to talk about sort of the state of education here in our community, public education. We have, again, two great leaders in our community who are working on the front lines of this. We have Roseanne Wood, the chair of the Leon County School Board, and Rocky Hanna, superintendent of Leon County Schools, with us today. Welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're so thrilled to have y'all. Y'all are doing a lot of great work. We've got a great school system here in this community, and we're very fortunate to have folks like y'all and hundreds of dedicated people who work in the school system who are working with our children all across the community each and every day. We're constantly amazed here at the Chamber. We have our great world-class schools programs, which we'll talk a little bit more about later in the show. But we're just constantly blown away at the talent and the children, the wisdom of our young students that are coming through your school system that y'all help run every day. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us, and appreciate you carving some time out. We'll kind of jump into a little bit of conversation about that whole world.
Great.
If that sounds fun for y'all. Rocky, you've been, now let's see, you got elected what year?
2016.
So
about 2.5 years.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It does. It does. Having a blast.
That's great. Well, a lot of people might know you from your days walking the halls over at Leon High School, but now you're kind of walking the big halls for the whole entire school board district. Why don't you start with just maybe giving the listeners a little bit of an overview of Leon County Schools as an organization. I mean, most folks may not really have an appreciation of just how big of an organization it is. And I'm sure, you know, day one when you walked in the hallway at the school board offices, you might have even realized some new things. Who knows?
Well, first, thanks for having us, and thank you to the Chamber and everyone involved. And you said it from the very beginning. We have an amazing public school system here in Leon County, and it's way before my time as superintendent and superintendents prior to me. But as a product of our public schools and lifelong employee, 31 years now, as a teacher and a coach and a school administrator and now superintendent, it's been an amazing journey. But I didn't realize even how large of an organization it was until I became superintendent. I knew a lot about running an individual high school and how large just running a high school, how big a job that was. But now serving as superintendent of a school system, it is a big task. And we have about 34,000 students,
wow.
2,500 teachers, 2,400 support staff members, an annual budget of around $400 million, which makes my tummy hurt. I know it makes our board chair's tummy hurt as well. But we have a lot of good folks that are helping move the ship and move the needle with our public schools and the quality of education we provide those 34,000 students. It's an honor, truly, to finish my career now. I started as a hall monitor in 1988 at the bottom of the organizational chart, and here I am 31 years later serving as superintendent. Sometimes you have to pinch me just to wake me up and remind me I'm not living in a fairy tale. But all in all, we have thousands of employees that wake up every day to make a difference in a child's life, including my wife, Christy, who's a sixth grade science teacher. She's taught at Raw and now is at Montfort Middle School. And so many of our teachers and our instructional staff and non-instructional staff, they enter this profession to make a difference in a child's life and to help improve things not only here in Leon County in the state of Florida, but throughout this great country that we live in. They knew when they got in the profession they weren't going to have beachfront property, but they do it because of their love and their passion for children. But like I said, we have an amazing school board. Roseanne Wood is a lifelong friend of mine, dear friend of mine, and I couldn't do this alone. I know I need her and the other school board members as we look to make some tough decisions moving forward and moving the needle to continue to progress and to compete. You know, we're in the age of competition now with charter schools and private schools, and I would put our public school system up against any charter or any private school in Leon County, and welcome parents to come see the wonderful things that we're doing in Leon County schools.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, to add to that, I think people don't even realize that the breadth and the quality that we do offer in the public schools. I know when I went to high school, I couldn't take college classes and dual enroll and come out almost a junior in college before you even leave high school. And students today have such amazing opportunities, and our schools are preparing them for that. And they're coming out sometimes with 2 and 3 foreign languages. The opportunities are amazing. And if people haven't actually gone to the public schools, it's a great idea to do that.
Oh,
no matter what part of town you're in, no matter what school you walk into, I think you'll be impressed with the warm, friendly welcome you'll get and just the high caliber of people that we have working in Leon County Schools. It's
quite
something to behold. And I've been with the school system about 40 years. I started as a teacher, and then I was a principal for 32 years, and then I retired early. Well, it wasn't early. I had 36 years in, but I just had to get back in because you feel like you're doing something with your life that matters. You're making a difference with kids, and that's what motivates us all. It's certainly not the salary, which we really need to work on to keep teachers coming in and having teachers want their children to be teachers. So it's something we need to work on as a state. But just to say, you know, right now people, they think about it, but it's not the main thing that motivates them, I don't think. It's getting up every day and making a difference with kids. That's why we do it.
No doubt. My grandfather was a high school principal in Gadsden County, and grandmother worked in the system, and I really do think it takes a sort of a special breed of human to go into that world, because I think it your motivating factor every day is changing lives. I mean, and it just, I will never forget, as long as I live, when we went to his funeral not terribly long ago, that the whole room was packed with people standing up telling stories of how he and others at the high school help change their lives and change their whole trajectory. And it was just incredibly inspiring. And I know that, you know, you all are great examples of that. And you've got many hundreds of people in the school board district who are working every day with that motivating factor driving them. And it's impressive that y'all run a top shop. And let's talk a little bit, Roseanne. You've been on the school board now for, two years?
Time.
Yes, y'all came in at the same time.
We ran together. We held signs out in the corners together.
Right. And that's right. And now you're chairing the board. And for people who maybe are listening, maybe don't know a lot about sort of the dynamic of the school board, what can you tell people a little bit about the size of the board, the way in which you operate, some of the duties you all have as school board members, and what that looks like?
Sure. Well, there are 5 of us, and we each represent distinct geographical districts in Tallahassee and Leon County. We have a chair, and we generally rotate it, so I'm up this year and having a good time doing that. It's interesting, in Leon County, we have an elected superintendent and an elected school board. Some counties do it differently. But it's an interesting dynamic because we work together in a partnership. He's not my boss, and I'm not his boss. The public is our boss. And so I actually like the system because I think it keeps all of us out in the community really listening to the citizens, and it makes the lines of authority clear to all the school people. I know when I was a school principal, I liked knowing who the boss was, and it wasn't 5 people, it was the superintendent. Now that does give the superintendent an awfully lot of power, so sometimes I don't like that. But
and she isn't afraid to let me know. And,
yeah, right.
And trust me, there are 6 of us running the school district. It's me plus 5 school board members.
Sure. But yeah, I think we have a particularly engaged school board right now, and we all have our own priorities, things that really matter to us. And actually, next week we're going to have our all-day retreat in which each of us are going to get to talk about what matters most to us and see how we can put that into the strategic plan. And then it's up to the superintendent and his staff to try to make that happen. And so it's a partnership. And, even if we don't always agree at first, usually we can come around after we've talked things through to do what's best for kids, because that's always the bottom line.
Yeah.
How is this going to help children? How is it going to move us forward? So our school board is mainly policy and budget. So those are our 2, legislatively charged acts. And then the superintendent's in charge of running the school system and hiring everybody and making sure everything works well.
Well, and as a former teacher before, like my wife said, I turned to the dark side in 1997 and became a school administrator. But before that, the 10 years before that, I was a classroom teacher. And one of the subjects I taught was American government. And one of the great things about our democracy is we're founded on a system of checks and balances. And you see that within our school system. You have elected officials on the school board and an elected superintendent, and their job is to hold me accountable. And I can promise you they hold me accountable for every single decision that I make. But that's the way the system is supposed to work. They're supposed to question the things that are going on, or they would not be doing their fiduciary responsibility if they were not questioning the budget and some of the other decisions and influencing policy. And I just think we have a wonderful working relationship. I really do. And I would expect nothing less than Roseanne to say, well, Rocky, why are we doing this or why are we doing that? As opposed to just that, that blind loyalty. There's been a lot of collaboration over the last 2.5 years, and we are very engaged. I've never seen members of, and this is a part-time job for them. I mean, for me, it's a full-time job. For them, it's just a part-time job. But they are all five of them are so very engaged in what we're doing and trying to make our school system even better than it is at its current stage.
Sure. You mentioned that you have the retreat coming up, but can you share with us generally kind of some of the priorities that you are working towards?
Well, one of the things we're working on is having people choose Leon County Schools and know why they're choosing. And so that's a marketing effort in some points. As public school people, we really aren't used to that idea because, most of us grew up and wherever you live, that's where you went to school and that was that. But now people have all these choices. And so we need to make sure as a school district that people know what we're offering. And so that's a real priority for me. Also just trying to dispel some of the myths about we have good schools and bad schools, and you can buy a house in this neighborhood so you can get a good school, and well, don't buy a house in that neighborhood because you won't. That's the thing that to me is the highest priority, is to making sure that, number one, all the schools are high quality, and that we communicate what those things are so that people are fooled sometimes by the school grade, because a school grade is frequently a metric of a socioeconomic metric and not a measure of the quality of the instruction and the principal and the school. And so we're kind of stuck with that, but I think it's our job to break that down and to really explain what is going on and how your child can benefit from a school and not to take the school grade quite so seriously.
Sure.
Which is one of the reasons we're here today, is to talk about marketing. And Roseanne's been on me for the last 2.5 years for us to up our game when it comes to this, and she's right. She's absolutely right. Now in the age of school choice and charter advancement and private vouchers coming into play, that we have to tell our story, and it's a wonderful story. And like Roseanne said, school grades are just a label, and it's an unfair label because in all of our schools, no matter what the grade is, there are amazing things going on. And the teachers are meeting the needs of every single student. So by labeling schools based more on socioeconomic conditions than what the actual instruction going on in the school, to me, is it's disappointing. But it is what it is, and we can't control that. But I would welcome parents and families to come to look at their neighborhood school and look at all the schools in our public school system and see for yourself. I used to tell folks all the time that children were in private school to come look at Leon, and 9 times out of 10 they would move their kid over from the private school to Leon High School or to one of our other traditional schools, and I tell them they're going to get a quality education. I'm going to save you a lot of money on car insurance. So I would encourage anyone out there that's even questioning where to go to school or what school to send your child to come visit us. You won't be disappointed.
I agree.
That's great.
Rocky, that leads me to another question for you. And after hearing you talk about how big the scale of the school board is and the school system is, I'm just kind of interested to know, what are some of your challenges in coming to work every day? And then on the flip side of that, tell me what you enjoy about your job and what you do for the community.
Being a product of our public schools, and Roseanne mentioned this about an appointed or elected superintendent, having been here my entire life, I'm a third-generation graduate of Leon High School. For my entire career, my entire adult life has been committed to serving children in our school system. I love this city. I love Tallahassee. I love Leon County. I wouldn't live anyplace else. And I'm sure I'm biased when I said I would put our public schools up against any other public school system in the country, but I'm telling you, it is an amazing place. Leon County Schools is an amazing place. And testimonial after testimonial, kids are leaving, going to Ivy League schools. They're going to the academies. We have kids now. We're doubling down what we're doing in workforce development. I had two priorities. Roseanne had marketing. I had early childhood was one of my priorities, as it is with Board Member Jones, what we're doing with kids before they get to us in kindergarten. And at the other end of the spectrum, my other priority is what we're doing with kids that are not meant to go to a four-year university, that there is a different path. And so we have put a lot of time, effort, and energy into looking at those two ends of the spectrum, one early childhood and the other in post-secondary and vocational technical training. As long as I feel like I'm making a difference, that's what motivates me. I do not want to let this community down, and I won't. And I'll do whatever it takes for the next 2 years that I'm in office, and if I'm lucky enough to serve another four alongside Ms. Wood, it would be an honor. But every single day I wake up is to make our school system just a little bit better than it was the day before.
That's great. And for all the folks listening, you can really see the sincerity on his face when he says that.
Yeah. My perspective right now is kind of interesting for this conversation. My daughter just turned one, so we're not quite in that mode yet of looking at where things are going to land school wise. But it's happening way too fast. But this is incredibly enlightening just for me and my perspective. So anyone who else is out there in Chamber World who's a newer prospective parent, hope you're tuning in. Let's talk about a couple of those priorities that y'all had just mentioned earlier. Early childhood education. What are some of the things that are going on?
Your 1 year old. And right. The thing I think we would say to parents, and all the research bears it out, is if you do nothing else, if you read for 20 minutes every day with your child, they will become a good reader. And that is what makes a huge difference when they arrive to us in kindergarten. You just cannot underestimate the value of that. So in addition to being a good parent and a kind parent and, a loving parent, part of that love is to spend 20 minutes every day reading with your child. Yeah. And all the research bears it out, and it goes all the way, up the scale to college entrance acceptance, is who was read to as a child and who was spoken to in the womb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the research is coming out those first couple of years before we ever get them.
Yeah.
Are the most critical. And so
immensely. Yeah.
As a superintendent, why don't you talk about some of the initiatives we're doing with early childhood?
So like Roseanne said, that we need first and foremost for mothers, young mothers, to understand you're a lot of things to that newborn child. You feed to keep healthy, to nurture, but you're also that child's first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, when they get school age, I'll send them off to school and then they'll learn.
And the daddy. I just want to put that in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And the
dad. Yes. But 95% of a child's brain is developed in 0 to 5. And what can we do to partner with those pre-K providers? In our community, we have about 180 or 190 pre-K providers. What can we do to partner with them to ensure that the quality of education that those children are receiving is on par with what we expect, and to work with them? It's not a gotcha, but to have collaboration and partnerships with those providers, because they're coming to us, Ray or not. And we see it even with some of our third grade reading levels that vary from school to school. It's more about socioeconomic conditions in the neighborhoods of those schools than it is about the quality of instruction. The achievement gap is in kindergarten. That's where the gap is. And then we spend the next 12 years trying to shrink or close that gap. And quite honestly, we need to get smarter and get ahead of it. And if we can close that gap on the front end and engage with children more before they get to us, or ensure that those children are being engaged, then chances are our third grade reading scores are going to increase across the board, not just at schools where those kids had been more engaged as toddlers.
Yeah.
But the other, you mentioned something earlier about priorities. The biggest commitment that I made when I took office was to eliminate wasteful spending at the district level and to push those resources down into our classrooms. And I think, along with our board members, we've done some good work over the last two and a half years with very little new money coming from the legislature. Now, we can't control the money that comes from the state. All we can control is the money that we had. I mentioned that $400 million. I was tried to create find creative ways to shrink district budgets and collapse positions, and to look at ways to take the money that we did have and send those dollars down to our classrooms. We've sent more money down for the arts and athletics, more money down to principals for flexible spending. Board Member Wood had a great idea. We cut off, we used to send money down to schools for fixtures, furniture fixtures and equipment. We cut that off in 10 years ago. In 2008, those dollars were cut off. Now we're gonna commit resources down so principals can buy desks and buy equipment and do the things that they need to do. We've hired security monitors. You know, we have a big, you know, the biggest part now after Parkland is keeping our kids safe, and that's always job one, is the money we commit to having armed officers in all of our schools. And so my first commitment when it comes to the finances of running the district is to take as many resources as we can to push them down to our schools to enhance what we're doing with instruction and to provide salary increases for our instructional and non-instructional personnel.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's interesting. I was over in Pensacola not long ago. They have a very interesting concept over there that they actually do at the hospital, and they call them brain bags. And they were giving, and it's funny because you said mother, but they were focused on the mothers primarily there. It was interesting. Yeah.
Everybody has one.
Yeah, right, correct, yeah. And it's true. And they tried to get in front of every mother for 20 minutes, right, in front of the mothers for 20 minutes to say, here's the five things we need you to do with your child in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Number one, they got to hear a million words in their first 3 years of life.
Right.
And then it'd be spoken from you to that child. And it just was really fascinating. I just was really enthralled by the way they were going straight to almost the very beginning of life and kicking that off. But I know y'all are doing a great job, too, and it's really fascinating to hear about.
And along those lines, Jay, you know, there's been a lot of conversation locally about a Children's Services Council. And,
correct,
you know,
yeah.
Mark O'Brien at the hospital and other members of the medical community are involved in those conversations, and I think that's of vital importance.
Yes.
At the very least, that we equip young parents, mothers and fathers, when they leave the hospital to say how vitally important this is going to be in your child's life for the first 3 years.
Turning off the screens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having lockbox in your house where the screens go in, and there's time at the dinner table. Well, first of all, to have a dinner table where you sit and you talk to your kids and you find out about their day, and everybody's not looking at their screen and their phone, including the parents.
Especially
the parents, because they, of course, set the example for everything that happens in the child's life. And, you know, we need to – there's research coming out again that too much screen time is not helping our children develop the parts of their brain they need. They need a lot of free play time.
Yeah.
They need to learn – you know, that's the time of your life when you're learning how to be creative and solve problems on a very elementary level, which follows you all the way through. So I think, you know, I would love to see a community push about educating parents about screen time.
Yeah.
And about in the inverse is talking – lots of, like you said,
engagement.
Know,
yeah.
Engagement, words, reading, experiences, you know, walking to the park, going to the, we have so many things here in Tallahassee. You know, the Tallahassee Museum, I'm trying not to call it the Junior Museum. So many things that we can do here. We're so lucky to be in such a, I think, a family rich town that there's just, you know, Cascades Park and all kinds of things. And one thing, you know, our priorities, and I think the superintendent nailed it, safety right now is like the number one priority.
Sure.
And everything else, you know, comes from that. But we need the help of the community. And I know that United Way has an incredible program that anybody can join. And they have reading and math pals. And I actually spoke to someone yesterday who is a very busy professional person, but she takes an hour every week out of her day to go read and work with a child in one of our schools who needs a lot of extra help. And a story she told me was pretty heartbreaking, but she is invested in that child now. And, you know, she's going to follow that child all the way through from kindergarten. And I have, you know, it's going to make a difference in that one child's life. And so if people are listening and thinking, what can I do? I don't even have any kids in the system anymore. I don't have any grandchildren that live here. Everybody can be of help. They can call our volunteer office, and we can hook them up. If they don't feel comfortable reading or math, they can help in the library. There's so, you know, and that's what really helps our schools is extra hands, because we don't have the money to hire lots of extra people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can get a steady person to commit an hour a week to volunteer, that's just a huge resource. So
yeah,
this is if we want an educated community, it's a community issue, and the school system can't solve it by itself. I'm really happy that Mayor Daley has started a sort of a monthly, or every 6 week we're going to meet together, the head of the county commission, city, the mayor, the superintendent, the school board chair. And I think if we start really figuring out how to solve problems together, and the chamber can be right at the table,
mm-hmm.
because we need the chamber so much to expand this and realize that we're all one community working together.
Yeah. One thing Roseanne hit on was our partner, mentor, and volunteer program, and Kelly Walker with Leon County Schools does an amazing job. We have well over 1,000 mentors, which is they're so important, because a lot of times kids just want an adult they can trust that will listen to them. One day a week, you know, for an hour a week to mentor a child in our community that is pleading and desperately wanting some adult attention. And you don't have to necessarily tutor them in math. They just a lot of times want someone they can confide in and talk to. And along with the volunteers, the more volunteer hours we can get, the more we can free up resources that can go back into the classroom for direct instruction. So those people that are out there looking for something to do, we encourage them to, you know, come to our schools. Mm-hmm. There's always an opportunity to volunteer, to partner. And whether you're a faith-based organization or a civic organization, and but Kelly Walker's done an amazing job in recruiting across the throughout Leon County.
I interacted with that office a couple of years ago. I helped mentor a little bit with the Lincoln High School golf team. Had a great time with those young guys. They were fabulous. And y'all's team just made it so easy. You know, if you're ever thinking, oh, that might sound like a hassle, it's not. It's really, really easy to go through and get yourself
engaged. That's very
engaged.
Rewarding.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. And a couple of things to touch on, you know, as we're kind of getting sort of near the end maybe of our showtime. And folks, we'll in the show notes give you the details of where you can go and find how you can volunteer with the school board and the school district and a variety of other things you've heard. I'm going to spend a couple minutes. Let's talk about that. You mentioned earlier Rocky and Roseanne talking about the other pathways to careers. Mm-hmm. Big push recently. A lot of talk about Lively, now Technical College, which is great. That's a great, you know, trend we're seeing across the country. People really trying to elevate how people see those schools in different communities. Can y'all talk a little bit about some of the work that's going on that front?
And you said it, Lively Technical College, and that word in of itself kind of gets rid of the stigma of what is a center, you know, is a center a school? Or so we're excited about the work we're doing there. One of the first things I did when I took office was name Shelley Bell, the director at Lively. She oversees career, technical, and adult education, and challenged her to partner with groups like the Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce and the Builders Association and the Realtors and all the other folks in our community that know where the jobs are. And then to challenge her to develop programs that could train a skilled labor force around those careers and around those opportunities. That it's not just a one-size-fits-all and a kid's not a failure if they don't leave high school and go to Florida State or Harvard. You know, that there are a lot of different paths and a lot of different ways for young people to become successful members of our society and earn a good wage, quite honestly, without going to a four-year institution. And so those partnerships we developed over the last 2 years are vital. You know, this seems to be one of those issues that's we've become so polarized as a country with Democrats and Republicans. This is one of those topics that cuts across both parties, that whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever, you can't argue with the importance of vocational and technical education and building a skilled workforce. I know in the governor's race, both candidates from both the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate were talking about expanding career and technical training throughout the state of Florida, and we're seeing it right here in Leon County. And we just had a great meeting with Tallahassee Community College that we are working in collaboration. We're not competing with each other, that we are offering up programs that can matriculate from Lively to TCC and from TCC to Florida State or Florida A&M. And So, you know, it's how can we best take the resource and leverage the resources we have in Leon County Schools and partner with our local universities to provide real training opportunities for our young folks.
And this not only goes for post-secondary, but Lively has a huge connection in our high schools and in our middle schools. And we're starting early, learning, of course, computer skills and all sort of and getting technology certifications. But, you know, by the time a student is a junior, a lot of them can and should be dual enrolling and going out to Lively half of the day. And I think that's a real push from the school board, is that we want to see more and more students already on the pathway so that when they graduate and they walk across the stage from high school, they know what they're going to do. So often if you ask a kid, they'll say, oh, I'm going to college, and they have no clue what they're going to do.
I still don't have a clue.
But, you know, to have at least been exposed to some other options besides, you know, I'm going to college. Now they can go to Lively College if they want to, so that's a great thing. The thing I would say as far as a community effort that would really be helpful, and it's one of my priorities, is to establish more internships and apprenticeships for students to get up just a peek at what might be out there. And, you know, if it were my dream and we could have it come true, every business in town would say, I'll take a high school student for a semester. And they could get a credit. It's called executive internship credit. And they could take a look at what's it like to be a dental hygienist in a dentist's office. What's it like to be the dentist? What's it like to be the office receptionist? That's just one example of many. Just think of all the businesses we have in town. If they would take a high school student, we could just about place everybody. So that's sort of my dream, is that they get that at least one experience to what's it like to be on a job. Because, you know, working in fast food is not the experience that most people want to continue for the rest of their lives. So if they can see what it looks like to go in, everybody's dressed, they come on time, they show up, they call in if they're sick, all of those things, you can learn really as a beginning step as an internship, not to mention it will help a student start building a resume, because they can say, I worked for, you know, dentist so-and-so, and the dentist gives them a recommendation. So it's just a foundational experience that I would like to see all of our students have.
Sure. And, you know, one of the connections from the business community that we at the Chamber work with every day and to you guys at Leon County Schools is a lovely staff member on our staff here named Laura Rogers, who works with the World Class Schools program. We're kind of on the heels of Best and Brightest interviews just recently. Can you tell us a little bit about how that program impacts your work?
Oh, it's, you know, I'm sure Roseanne feels the same way, both having been former high school principals. There's not a better ceremony that we have other than the Best and Brightest. I mean, Ron Sachs and the people that came up with that, it just blows me away. I mean, and when people ever question our public schools and the strength of our public schools, come to one of those ceremonies. And I mean, you just you think you have to pinch yourself like, really? They did all of that and they're 17? It's just the accomplishments that kids have today is not only in the classroom, but volunteering and giving back to their community. And you know, I used to tell, you know, kids at Leon that what we do in the on the athletic field and in the arts and in the classroom is important, but for them to learn at a young age to give back to help others who are less fortunate, that lesson is invaluable and it may be one of the greatest lessons we ever teach our children. And to see that actually happen, when you look at the Children's Miracle Network and all the money that these kids are raising, they don't have any money, but yeah, the Best and Brightest and Laura Rogers and Ron Sachs and the Democrat. I mean, that's why I tell you, Leon County and Tallahassee, there's not a better place to live. There's just not.
And I'm so happy that the Leon County Schools Foundation is partnering with World Class Schools and with our school system, because that's a sort of a three-legged stool there, working together to, you know, help fund our schools, help fund projects for teachers. And then and Laura does so many other things besides that. I mean, she's got her fingers in a lot of pie, and we appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Well, this has just been a fabulous conversation. I've learned a few things. I know all our listeners have learned a few things. We probably could do this for two or three more hours and dive deep, so we'll probably have to reach out and do this again soon. Folks, you know, there's a million ways you can support your local school system. We're going to, again, leave you some notes in the about this show and where you can go to find out more information. Also important for you to keep in mind that every time you go and you buy a bag of peanuts at the gas station or some lumber at Lowe's or wherever you're out there shopping in the community, you're paying a half penny sales tax. It's going to support your schools. And when you see projects that are ongoing at schools, new and improved infrastructure, you need to know that that's how that's funded, and that's a major deal. So don't forget to go out and support some local businesses and support your local school system at the same time. So,
great
plug, Jake. Thank you. We are so grateful for those dollars.
Yeah. Yes.
And I can assure you they are being put to good use.
I can't wait to people see the new Rickards High School and the new Fairview Middle School and what we're doing at Moore Elementary School. I mean, those have been the priorities this year, and it's going to blow everybody's mind. There's going to be a great facility.
Nah,
people
I can't
will be
wait.
Proud to go there.
Well, and I know we're all proud to have a great school system. Thanks for all you do. Thanks again for being on the show. And as always, anything we can do from Chamber World to help you all out, just let us know, and we'll have you back on the show real soon.
Thank you.
And another huge thanks to all of you who are listening with us today. We couldn't do the show without you, and we really appreciate our loyal listeners. I'd love to send you to our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram pages on social media. We are at Tau Chamber. We'd love to have you join us there and share and follow along with all of the things that we post on a daily basis. Also, if you are enjoying the podcast, go ahead and give us a 5-star review and share it with your colleagues, your friends, anybody who you think might enjoy this content. We'd love to have you help us spread the word. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.